6 out of 10 Hawaii residents, age 45 and older, are expected to be family caregivers in the future. That, according to AARP Hawaii, which is advocating passage of a bill to require hospitals to offer caregiver training before a patient is discharged to go home.
My husband had a stroke in 2005, and from that time, we had to have 24/7 care because he could not sit up by himself.
Jeannie Schultz-Afuvai cared for her husband Lee, who passed away in October. In his last days, he required a stomach feeding pump 24/7 before his discharge.
I said, I can't take him home until we fully understand this new piece of equipment and how are we going to do the flushes with the meds, because the meds were given through the tube, and if you don't flush, you get a clogged tube and you're back in emergency. And his heart was bad, his kidneys were bad, so you couldn't give too much water, you couldn't give too little.
Schultz-Afuvai says she had to be assertive, and it took about 3.5 hours to get trained on the machine. AARP Hawaii is proposing the CARE Act, an acronym for Caregiver, Advise, Record, and Enable. AARP State President Jerry Silva says the latest version of the proposed bill would give hospitals greater flexibility and more protection.
There's language in the act that's been proposed that would limit the liability. It's language that has worked in other states. It's language that we are confident would work here.
So far, 16 states have enacted the CARE Act, and 2 other states are awaiting governor signatures. These laws were passed over the last 1.5 years, and additional costs for hospitals and healthcare insurance companies are not available. But AARP State Director Barbara Kim Stanton says the issue is not about money.
Good patient care is patient-centered, and a caregiver has to be recognized as a vital part of this. So it should be a right for the caregiver to get those critical hospital instructions on how to care for their loved ones once they leave the hospital.
House Health Committee Chair Representative Della Aubilotti says it's a complicated issue with far-reaching consequences for everyone involved.
We may be looking at a possible covered benefit where we'd add after hospital care. Now, that mandate could actually mean a lot to healthcare costs. So the CARE Act is not just some simple mandate, instruction, and discharge. What it's implicating is this whole transition after hospital care.
The Legislative Family Caregivers Working Group will meet again October 8th, and hospitals will present their issues, concerns, and possible solutions. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.